This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So many of us want to prevent Alzheimer's, want to prevent dementia. None of us want to get that. I think most of us have had somebody in the family that sadly had dementia. And we don't want to be in that position where I had family members take off their clothes, run around outside. I really worry about what I would be like, you know, losing a lot of my mental status. A lot of times when you get older, you regress to a lot of your childhood sort of tendencies and behaviors. It's interesting with Alzheimer's, sometimes you see them go from a 7-year-old to a 5-year-old to a 3, 4, 2, and this regression happens, which is why sometimes you see some temper tantrums or some fits or some anger. And so, I mean, for me, I really worry because when I was a little girl, I just wanted to kiss every man I saw. Just kiss. It wasn't anything sexual. It just, I just loved daddies and I loved guys that I wanted to be their best friend. And it was all this like daddy's girl thing that I would probably be, unfortunately, really getting myself into some trouble. So I always worry. And there's a test called the MoCA test, which we're going to talk about in a little bit. And this test has kind of made headlines because President Trump's former doctor, as well as a bunch of Republican congressmen, are asking for Joe Biden to take a mental status exam. And I know this is causing a lot of debate. It's causing a lot of debate even among Republicans, because if President Biden does fail, then Kamala Harris becomes president, and some people don't want that. Some people do, some people don't. So some people are saying, let sleeping dogs lie. But it is concerning, and I think a lot of this heightened, and the reason why this is coming out now is because we were hoping to, I think as a country, be able to kind of let Putin and let a lot of our adversaries out there know that America is not one to be messed with, and have this, you know, this is who we are. Don't even think about messing with us. Don't even think about hacking us. Don't even think about messing with our troops, messing with our land. And we didn't have the strongest showing. I don't think that, I mean, could it have been worse? Yes, but we didn't look as strong. And so, I apologize, I have here a little stall on the computer, but Dr. Ronny Jackson, who I guess was President Trump's doctor, as well as Republican Bob Gibbs of Ohio, Jeff Duncan, Andy Harris, Brian Babin, Jody Heiss, Claudia Tenney, Gregory Stubbe, Tom Tiffany, Kat Kamak, Jerry Curry, Pat Fallon, Diana Harsperger, Beth Van Doon, has asked for President Biden to take a test. In fact, they even reported Democratic Representative Jamie Raskin that he had introduced legislation to establish an independent commission that could examine a president's fitness for office and determine whether the president is mentally or physically unable to discharge the powers and duties of office. And I know a lot of people are thinking, okay, this is just a witch hunt against the president. You know, let him get through his 70s and he was elected. You know, people want Biden. Let sleeping dogs lie. Sadly, though, as a doctor, for me, if somebody needs help, they need help. I don't want to see Joe Biden fail. None of us do. Nobody wants to see a president fail. I know a lot of people think on one side or the other, they're like, okay, well, look, you know, if the Republicans mess up, then you see we need a Democrat. If the Democrats mess up, you see we need a Republican. If you're really a true American, you want whoever, right, is representing our country, even if there's debate about the election, whoever is representing our country to still be strong, because our lives are at stake. Our computer systems are at stake. Our military is at stake. So I want Biden to be healthy. I want him to be strong. And as a physician, if he is having any cognitive impairment, then we need to be able to, we need to intervene. And so sadly, and let me see if I have parts of this letter that I could read. There's been some issues that he's had. In fact, yesterday when he was talking about Juneteenth, he was reading the teleprompter, and I think the speechwriter could have said it a little bit more eloquently. Juneteenth is June 19th, right? Celebrating the emancipation of slaves when they found out after the war in Galveston, Texas. And he had said tomorrow. Well, he was saying tomorrow, I believe, because, which was going to be the 18th, was because we're going to celebrate it as a federal holiday. But some people thought that he, again, missed the day. And so there were multiple other gaffes, unfortunately, where I think he forgot to mention the Pentagon. I don't know. In this letter, they're talking about, you know, Biden said he traveled 1.3 million miles or billion miles on Air Force One, and then 1.5 million career miles on Amtrak to see his, I guess, mother or something like that, and the dates didn't add up. So what's happening is Congress and people in Congress who are looking at their leader want to make sure that he is of sound mind. And I understand people think this is a witch hunt. Do I think he should take a mental status exam? If President Trump did, and if previous presidents prior, then I think it's fair. I mean, I think the American public does have a right to know. But as a doctor, I mean, I want him to make sure that if he does have early issues, which a lot of us suspect that we do, and many of us, I mean, I'm having already early issues, I'm forgetting things, get some intervention. So when we come back from break, I'm going to review for you, actually we'll take it together, this mental status exam, this MoCA exam, because it was too much to do in this first segment. And we'll just kind of show you what are some of the questions that you and I need to be able to answer if we aren't currently undergoing any sort of dementia. So don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world. world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So let's now take the test that President Trump took and these congressmen as well as Dr. Jackson wants President Biden to take. Some of you have asked, what's the difference really between the mocha and the Livin' La Vida Mocha? Not the mocha, it's MOCA, the Montreal Cognitive Assessment. It's a little different from the mini mental status exam. In fact, one study found that the mini mental status exam, which is similar, detected cognitive impairment in 18% of Alzheimer patients, and I think a sample size of 96, whereas the MoCA picked up 90%. So it's a highly sensitive test, apparently more sensitive than the mini mental status exam, which is why the MoCA test was suggested by the congressman for President Biden to take. Now, unfortunately, we can't do the whole test because you can't see what I could see and I can't watch you draw things. But I am going to start by giving you 5 words that you're going to have to recall in 5 minutes. Okay? So face, put that to your memory, face, velvet, church, daisy, red. Now, you're going to have to remember those in 5 minutes. Okay, I just recalled them in my mind. We'll talk about also how to have better recall. All right, 5 minutes, I'm going to ask you to repeat those questions. Now, one of the first things they have you do is they do a visual spatial executive sort of test. So what they have are they have these little circles, 1, 2, 3, 4, and letters, A and B, and they show a pattern they want you to follow, 1 to A, 2 to B. And you have to do that all the way to the letter E. And they have to see if you know how to follow the line. For me, that's easy. Then they give you a cube. And you have to be able to redraw the cube. Remember we used to do that? I did that in the 80s. I draw the cube, and then I had to do the lines and then draw a cube. So if you've never really learned art, you might have a problem with that. But it's supposed to test your visual spatial executive function. Then they ask you to draw a clock, but the time they want you to do is 10 past 11. Now, if you draw a clock, you make it 11 o'clock, and then you move the big hand to the 2, and you might not move the little hand just enough, like a little click. We'll give that to you, okay? But you have to be able to draw a clock. Next, they give 3 animals to look at, right? And then you have to name the animal in person. Again, I don't have this to show you guys because it's radio, but it's a lion, a rhinoceros, and a camel. Now, I always mix up rhinoceroses and hippo, but there's like a big horn, so that's a rhino. I always mix it up. In fact, my little nephew took him to the zoo. I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, look at those hippos. It's a rhinoceros, Aunt Dolly. So, I might have a problem on naming things. All right, the memory, we're not going to do it yet. All right, we have to do two trials. I have to ask you in 5 minutes and then again in 10 minutes. So, let's move on to the next one. You have to read a list of digits, and then you have to read them forwardly. So they give you some digits, 21854. Again, sorry I can't do this with you guys, but then you have to repeat them in backward order. So if you see a list of numbers, and it says 742, you need to list them 247. And you could look at them, but if you have trouble thinking backwards, then that could be a sign of some early cognitive impairment. Then they give you a list of letters, and as you read the letter, you need to tap every time you see an A. And so that shows that not only are you able to read, but you are able to send the signals to be able to do the motor function of it. So there's F, B, A, C, M, N, A, J, K, L, B, A, F, A, K, D, E, A, J, A, M, O, F, A, B. Okay, I missed one because I forgot to tap. But anyway, that's kind of what you have to do. If you want to do a dance, I think it's okay. Don't make a joke of it because you can make the teacher mad or whoever's giving this to you, and then he might just fail you. Now, this we could all do all together. We're going to do serial sevens. Now, serial sevens is where you start at 100 and you subtract 7. Okay, 93. Now subtract 7 again. No calculator, no fingers, 86. Now 7 again, 79. Take away another 7, 72. So you get points based on how far you can go. 4 out of 5 correct subtractions, you get 3 points. 2 out of 3, 2 points. 1, if you only got 1 correct, only 1 point. If you missed them all, 0. And so there's points that you get. By the way, going back to the clock, they look at the contour of the clock, they look at the numbers, and they look at the hands. So you get separate scores for each of those. Now, fluency. Now this, I would ace. Name maximum number of words in 1 minute that begin with the letter F. So you just spew out things that start with the letter F. Fudge, floozy. And how many words can you do in a minute? And yes, you are allowed to cuss. All right? I'm not going to do that on air. But let's say everybody got that first word. You know, fart counts, funny, flip, flop, furry, fat, fine, feather, I said funny, but I could do fun. flippant, flip-flop, frank, frankly, fry, fries, French. Anyway, so you do that for about a minute. If you get at least 11 words, you're good. Okay, now, I think we're at the 5-minute mark. What were those 5 words that I told you guys? Face, velvet, church, daisy, and red. Okay? Now, we're going to ask you again another 5 minutes. You have to remember 10 minutes. So those are those 5 words. Then there's, so that looks at your delayed recall. Now we're going to look at your abstraction. They're going to ask you, what are the similarities between a couple things? So what's the similarity between an orange and a banana? I know this is kind of like Family Feud. You know, I sometimes watch Family Feud and I never get the right answer. You know, like I think they had Funky, and I was watching it the other day because I was getting ready to watch the news, and I was going to say Town. And I guess somebody said Funky Cole Medina. But I think it was supposed to be Funky Chicken was supposed to be the answer. So I sometimes don't do well on Family Feud. But how are an orange and banana related? They're a fruit. What about a train and a bicycle? Train and a bicycle, how are they related? Wheels. Transportation. Okay. And then, how is a watch and ruler related? Measurement would be the answer. Right? They're used for measurement. Alright. Very good. I know a lot of us are like, what's a watch? The Gen Zs are like a watch. Well, the timer on your phone. Yeah. So, yeah. Alright. I love the Gen Zs. Then we want to make sure you're oriented. So we want to make sure you're oriented. So what's the date? What's the month? What is the actual year? What is the day of the week? What's the, where are you? What place? Like physically. I'm in my studio. And then what city are you in? So this is orientation to time and place. If you don't know the exact time of day, you know, that's okay, but you need to know the year, you need to know the month, you need to know the state you're in, you need to know the day. And it's very interesting because I've had people take the test, they do fine. And I'm like, what year is it? The 1988. Like, yeah, yeah. What's the year? It's 1988. So they don't realize it's 21. 2021. So that's why we ask these. Same thing, like, now I know a lot of you are like, Dahlia, no way. I don't know if it's Friday or Tuesday or Monday. That's okay. You know, you'll only miss 1 point. And I think you have to at least get a score of 26. So now let's just go back to those 5 words. I know we haven't really done a full 10 minutes, but what are the 5 words? Face, velvet, church, daisy, and red. So, yeah. I just had a birthday. Okay, so I might have passed. But listen, if some of you guys didn't pass, I'm going to write this up and I'm going to put it on my Facebook and my Twitter so you guys could try to take the test yourself or give it to a loved one. And, you know, even give it to a family member. And I know people are going to be like, oh, hell no, New York giving this to me. I'm not, you're not going to put me, you know, away. But you could say, look, I just want you and I to feel, let's put this to bed. Just take the test for me so nobody can argue with you that you are starting to, you know, have some cognitive deficit. Let's just do it. And so you could actually administer this to a family member if they won't go in and see a doctor. Takes about 10 minutes to do. Like I said, you have to have at least 26 points out of 30. So how'd you guys do? 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
50 million Americans across the West are under excessive heat warnings and advisories today. Heat records are melting and dangerously hot weather is the rule from the desert southwest to the northern tier. Dr. Frank Lovecchio is an emergency room physician in Phoenix, Arizona. He tells ABC 15 News he's treating patients daily due to the heat.
Every shift, I'm encountering a handful of patients who have mild to moderate dehydration. Maybe they need a little bit of fluids. Then they go home. But we're also seeing the extreme, people who are unconscious, comatose, have to go to the intensive care unit.
President Biden issuing a proclamation calling Juneteenth an opportunity to recommit ourselves to the work of equity. The administration has yet to define equity. Juneteenth marks the end of slavery in the United States, more than 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden's national security advisor continues to raise alarm bells over data that China has provided to the WHO regarding the origins of the coronavirus pandemic. As lawmakers from both sides of the aisle are requesting information regarding the origins of the pandemic, Jake Sullivan tells CBS This Morning we need China to cooperate.
Ultimately, we need access, and the international community needs access to China to be able to get that initial data that will tell us the most about where this virus came from.
It seems a ceasefire that ended 11 days of fighting between Israel and Hamas terrorists last month doesn't cover incendiary balloons and airstrikes. The Palestinian militant group launched the balloons over Israel 3 days in a row, and the Israeli military responded with airstrikes Wednesday and Thursday. The helium-filled balloons are used to set fires to farmland and brush surrounding Gaza. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. How many of you guys get hiccups and they just don't stop? Well, let's talk about hiccups for a little bit. So hiccups are these contractions. They come on suddenly, and they're these involuntary contractions of your diaphragm. And man, it can hiccup so much that it hurts. Your muscles contract, pulls a gulp of air into the lungs, then the epiglottis, which is the flap of tissue behind the tongue, flips over to cover the windpipe, causes that hiccup sound, which kind of gives them their name. And this reflex is supposed to serve a purpose, they believe, in fetuses and newborns, because it helps train the brain regions and muscles involved in breath control. But in terms of grown-ups, a lot of times it's a defense mechanism that goes a little awry when the epiglottis tries to cover the windpipe. It's wanting to prevent reflux, wanting to prevent acid and food contents from coming up. So that's why when you burp, sometimes you also make a sound, because the epiglottis has to decide if you're breathing or eating. Well, that's why we always say don't talk with your mouth full, because that epiglottis is going back and forth, and it's trying to protect the airway when you eat, and then it also wants to stay open so you can breathe. But if you confuse it while you're eating and you're breathing, unfortunately, sometimes you can get food in your lungs. So we don't want choking to happen. So hiccups are, I think, a part of that defense mechanism. And many times they go away. Women get them just as often as men. But sometimes men will get them longer. Apparently, the medical term for hiccup is singultus, which comes from the Latin word gasp or sob. So with hiccups, you could get them if you eat too quickly, if you're talking while eating, if you swallow air along with your food. Sometimes if you're eating food that gives you a lot of burping and reflux, like fatty or spicy foods, carbonated beverages, alcohol, that can cause the stomach to distend, cause irritation to the diaphragm, lower your lower esophageal sphincter, decrease that ability to stay tight and not prevent reflux. And so, unfortunately, there's a lot of things we do that could cause hiccups. But then, there's things that we might not be able to control. The diaphragm separates the lung cavity from the abdominal cavity. So sometimes if you have something going on in the stomach or the liver, it could irritate that diaphragm. Pneumonia that's at the base of the lung could irritate the diaphragm and cause those reflexes. Also, an inferior MI or a heart attack. When I have somebody coming in with chronic hiccups, or if I hear somebody's having chronic hiccups, I say you got to check your heart, because the lower part of your heart could have had a heart attack, inflamed, it's irritating the diaphragm, and your only symptom is hiccups. Sometimes abdominal surgery could also irritate the nerves and cause it. Stroke, renal failure, fumes, temperature changes, being excited. And interestingly, some medicines could also trigger hiccups, such as medicines for acid reflux. Even benzodiazepines, medicines that you would think help calm a hiccup down, could actually induce a hiccup, like Valium, Xanax, Ativan, like the alprazolam, diazepam. Then even levodopa, nicotine, Zofran, a medicine for anti-nausea, has been implicated in also causing hiccups. So when I have hiccups, one trick for me is, and I know I told you to not eat or, you know, do anything while breathing, or, you know, you don't want to talk while you eat, but sometimes what I do is I just drink some water very slowly, and I keep drinking water while I'm breathing through my nose. And for some reason, I could get my hiccups to stop, thank God. My baby, my first one, Stone, would have hiccups in the womb. And he would have hiccups all night long. And I couldn't sleep, because when your baby has hiccups and they're bouncing around you, it was miserable. There's nothing you could do. Usually babies, you could burp them and get their hiccups to go away, because that pressure in the esophagus kind of changes that cycle. So even though most hiccups should resolve by themselves, they say, according to Medicine Net, if your hiccups last more than 3 hours, or if you can't eat or you can't sleep, you got to get yourself checked. If you have any chest pain, trouble breathing, abdominal pain, fever, vomiting, coughing up blood, feeling like your throat is closing up, any bad symptoms, you got to get yourself checked out. Now, what we do in the ER setting is we try to give something that can hopefully relax the esophagus or relax the diaphragm. There's certain medications we could give, but we want to make sure you aren't having a heart attack first, a stroke, acid reflux, and pneumonia. So we're going to make sure there's nothing pressing on the diaphragm, because there's only so much medicine can do. Now, what's fascinating is there's apparently a gadget that a study thinks can help. So this gadget was, I guess, published in a study in JAMA Network Open. And even though home remedies, you know, like honey or tea or all sorts of things, or drinking water from the far side of the glass, eating a teaspoon of sugar, I don't know. Some people said rectal massages are supposed to help, or having an orgasm. I can't attest to any of those working because I've never tried that. For hiccups, usually my water trick works. But we don't have a lot of robust scientific data. So researchers, Dr. Ali Saifi, an associate professor of neurosurgery and the director of neurocritical care at the University of Texas Health Science Center in San Antonio, saw a need for a hiccup remedy while working in the ICU. He said many patients with brain injury, stroke, cancer, chemotherapy patients get hiccups on my floor. And so he actually got hiccups himself while delivering a speech to medical students. And at that moment, he said, "Heck with this, I have to find a solution." So he invented a device called the Forced Inspiratory Suction and Swallow Tool, or FIST, F-I-S-S-T. He also patented it, and it's called Hickaway, if he sells this later online. And the device is a rigid plastic tube with a mouthpiece on one end and a pressure valve on the other. The user operates the tool by placing it in half a glass full of water, forcefully sucking water through the mouthpiece and then swallowing the liquid. The act of sucking up the water stimulates the phrenic nerve, which sends motor signals to the diaphragm, and the diaphragm then, as I said, is unfortunately misfiring or causing these hiccups. Then the act of swallowing stimulates the vagus nerve, which helps control the unconscious activity of the digestive tract, connects to the epiglottis, and then hopefully the epiglottis doesn't flip and flap and cause the hiccup sound. He said, hypothetically, when we keep these two nerves busy with a different duty, they will have no time to mess up and generate hiccups. He says, when people use FIST, the hiccups are usually expected to stop instantly in one or two attempts. So they tested it. So researchers ran a crowdfunding campaign in 2020 in which volunteers could receive a free FIST to try. In all, 249 participants took part in the study and completed questionnaires in which they rated their experience on a scale from 1 to 5, 1 meaning strongly in favor of home remedies and 5 meaning the FIST worked. And 69% of the participants reported having hiccups at least once a month, with most bouts of hiccups lasting less than 2 hours. 90% of participants rated FIST as superior to home remedies in terms of both effectiveness and feasibility. The ratings were consistently high regardless of a given participant's hiccup frequency or duration. So basically it came out rating pretty good. Now, I don't know how much it costs. I don't know when it'll be on sale. But it, as I've explained, it makes sense on how that could work. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is sponsored by Sage Therapeutics Incorporated. Postpartum depression, or PPD, is a mood disorder that can affect women during and after childbirth. Unlike the baby blues, which typically last for a few days or 1 to 2 weeks, PPD persists with symptoms including sadness, tearfulness or hopelessness, outbursts or irritability, worrying or feeling overly anxious, oversleeping or being unable to sleep, feelings of worthlessness or guilt, trouble bonding with the baby, or thoughts of harming oneself or the baby. A new research study called Skylark is now evaluating an investigational oral medication in PPD, and the study is seeking moms experiencing symptoms of postpartum depression. Dr. Judith Joseph, MD, MBA, and Teresa Escobar say,
about 1 in 8 mothers in the U.S. have symptoms of PPD, and it can affect not only the mother, but also the whole family.
The Skylark clinical trial is studying a potential medicine for women with PPD.
For more information about the study and to see if you or a loved one might be eligible, visit www.skylarkppdstudy.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said today that she expects the Delta coronavirus variant, the one that is ravaging India, the B1617.2, to become the dominant variant in the United States within the next 1 or 2 months. Apparently, the number of people infected with the strain in the UK has now risen by 80% in 1 week. Now, in the UK, that originated the Kent variant, and the UK, or the Alpha, which we're now calling Alpha variant of the United States, was the one that was the most prevalent. And it only took about a month or two, she said.
Now, currently, the Delta strain makes up about 10% of all cases in the U.S., which is nearly double from the 6% of cases that accounted for last week. Walensky urged Americans to get vaccinated, noting that studies have found two doses of COVID-19 vaccines offer protection. In the U.K., the variant now accounts for 99% of cases, and the amount of people infected increased from 42,000 to 76,000 in a week. Last week, 383 Great Britons were hospitalized with the mutant strain. Now, I know the big question everybody has is how many of them were vaccinated? I don't think we're going to get that data yet. We should get that data. But unfortunately, we're having not a lot of enthusiasm to report on vaccinated cases. We heard about the one in Hawaii where somebody had gone to Nevada, came back, started to have some symptoms. They were fully vaccinated, ended up testing a positive for the Delta variant. We are of the belief that because the Delta variant is still taking up such a small percentage of cases, most of the breakthrough vaccine cases we've seen were than the UK. We're guessing. And because obviously if we believe the strain only makes up about 10% of all cases right now, and are they testing every single one? I don't believe so. So the mild, I don't think they're testing. In fact, I think the CDC about a month ago said, look, after they hit about 10,000, they're like, we're not going to test mild cases, all right, for variants. So we're not going to test mild cases in vaccinated individuals for variants. Well, that's kind of some data we need to know. Not that I want everybody freaking out and locking down again and doing all that, but I think people who are vaccinated are really taking some liberties and thinking they are foolproof and Superman proof. So Dr. Walensky thinks that the UK is going to be the dominant strain. Now, there was a lot of concern that this strain causes gangrene, causes blood clots, causes side effects, hospitalizations, higher rates of hospitalizations, especially in younger individuals. So you are going to see this race to get younger people vaccinated. Unfortunately, the meeting that was supposed to happen today got postponed to next week. Understandable. Juneteenth has now been made a federal holiday, so a bunch of agencies are now scrambling to make sure everybody has the day off and is not doing work and observing the federal holiday. But the CDC is not going to meet now until next week. So they were going to review the heart inflammation studies on the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine. And it's now scheduled for June 23 to June 25th, which, by the way, I just have to say, I was surprised they were only going to meet for one day. And so I think it makes sense that they will meet longer. But it's a part of the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices meeting. So there's already this convention. So at least more people can meet Yeah. So the ACIP was set to discuss about 300 reports of myocarditis and pericarditis predominantly among vaccinated males aged 16 to 24. About 12 million doses of the vaccines have been administered, while younger groups only account for about 9% of those shots. They comprised over half of 528 reports relating to heart issues. The ACIP was not expected to vote on anything regarding the vaccine rollout, but was set to provide an update on COVID-19 vaccine safety, including myocarditis after mRNA vaccines and the risk-benefit of mRNA vaccines in adolescents and young adults. So they're going to look not only at the mRNA, but they're going to look at others as well, like influenza, pneumococcal vaccines, hepatitis vaccine, cholera, tick-borne vaccines. So we don't know exactly which date they're going to discuss the mRNA vaccines and reports of heart issues, but I know there's been a lot of anticipation that they're going to meet, they're going to come back and say, guys, halt the vaccine. No, that's not going to happen. They're going to still probably say vaccinate, but what they might do is say spread out the first and second dose, or with boys, look for these symptoms. They'll probably give a warning. I do not think they're going to stop the vaccine rollout. People still want young people vaccinated, etc. So that's my guess, but I am very thankful and grateful that they're going to look at it, because I get so mad when people try to poo-poo side effects, saying, no, it's not the vaccine, and it could be. Now, John Stewart made news, and people thought that his rant on Stephen Colbert was fantastic. I'm a fan of Jon Stewart. I used to watch The Daily Show, and I think he's a really good entertainer. I think like most entertainers, I believe lean left, but he really let people have it when it came to the coronavirus, and our hesitancy to ask China and to implicate China. And so you see he makes Stephen Colbert almost a little nervous, but then Stephen Colbert laughs with it, and Stephen Colbert is talented as well. I may not agree with his politics, but he's talented, but he wanted to, I think, kind of cut John Stewart back a little bit and curtail it. But John Stewart, being, you know, the one that founded Stephen Colbert in a way and helped making him big from The Daily Show, just took over. And Jon Stewart was basically joking about how the lab is named the Wuhan Respiratory Virus Laboratory, and we are dealing with a Wuhan respiratory virus that came from Wuhan. And he basically was joking about how, you know, people are not asking China, not even thinking that China is a culprit. And then he kind of was making fun of, you know, the Wuhan researchers. Well, a pangolin kissed a duck, he made these jokes. But it was interesting because Stephen Colbert had, you know, said, maybe it is, it was leaked. I don't know. And so you see this entertainment, this entertainment bias of we're just going to kind of lean left, we're just going to kind of, you know, go with, you know, whatever Trump didn't say, you know, whatever. And now that we're seeing more and more evidence that kind of echoes what the Trump administration said, you know, what are people in entertainment going to do? Now, when Jon Stewart did his rant, some people were like, bravo, way to go, it's about time somebody said something. And other people said, well, this is why entertainers need to butt out of, you know, politics and public health. And again, I'm not a fan of, you know, an actor or an entertainer, you know, all of a sudden becoming an expert, but he wasn't doing that. He was mocking the ridiculousness of us not appreciating the fact that there's evidence and there's, you know, you kind of add everything together. You just add everything up. And so I know he's kind of, you know, received a lot of criticism for that, but I think it really does take our, seasoned, you know, pretty well protected people that aren't afraid of getting canceled to, you know, give their opinion. And I think more people will then realize that it doesn't have to be a, you know, you think like this one way and you aren't allowed an opinion. And comedians are kind of the ones that I think are going to bridge that and allow us to take that step and say, look, guys, don't you think this is ridiculous? 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.